The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus came to Capernaum with his followers, and on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him, and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Okay, so listen, for the next four weeks, you're going to hear your first reading from the books of Samuel, 1 and 2 Samuel. And Samuel is the story of the last of the judges, whose name was Samuel, and straight up through the establishment of the monarchy in Israel with King Saul and with King David. But you want to know what Samuel is really all about. It's about how God works his relentless providence through the most ordinary things and in spite of all of us. You can never stop God's activity in history. That's what Samuel is all about. So listen to that and try to tune in and recognize God takes specific people, deliberately putting them with other specific people. And in spite of all their weaknesses, in spite of their weaknesses, their sins, human faults, his will never stops. And it's all so ordinary. That's what's so great about Samuel. You know, like your first reading, for example, here's a story of ordinary prayer. The woman Hannah, all she wanted in life, God bless her, all she wanted was a child. Totally ordinary prayer. And she gave the good Lord no rest day or night until her prayer was heard, just like you do. And it's the story of ordinary hubris and ego and pride, like Jesse, for example. Samuel comes around, he says there's going to be a new king in Israel. And Jesse puts forth his best sons, keeping David back in the fields with the sheep and with the plow because he's not good enough. Even ordinary human weakness, temptation, sin of every kind. Whether it's the anger of Saul or his revenge or his bitterness. Whether it's King David with his wandering eye and his overactive imagination. Not to mention his overactive libido, which you'll hear all about. None of it is going to stop God's providence, not for a moment. Remember that. Because have you ever been plagued with the thought that you've messed up God's plan in your life? Don't all say yes at once. We all know this is the case. We've all think, "Oh, yeah, I've messed up God's plan." Pardon me for saying so, but don't give yourself so much credit, okay? It's highly unlikely that you have managed to accomplish within your short span of years what all of human history has never managed to accomplish. Namely, to stop God's providence with your own weaknesses. And that's a great thing to remember as we begin ordinary time today. You know, unlike every other season of the year, ordinary time doesn't have a theme. But if you had to give a theme to ordinary time, it would be to remember the presence of God in ordinary things. You know what happens when you forget the presence of God? It's just as bad as denying the presence of God. It always leads to sin and to anxiety. Remember the presence of God and keep your eyes fixed on Christ, not on anything else, not on popularity, because they spat upon him, and not on money, because they stripped him of his garments, and not on power, because his kingdom was not of this world. Keep your eyes fixed on Christ and ready for the day in which one day you will face him in judgment. At best, we only have a few little decades left here in this life, and none of us knows how long. We're going to ready ourselves for the moment in which we're going to be with the Lord forever, building that relationship, the one that truly lasts. We're going to be faithful, and we're not going to worry about being successful. That's what we're going to do here in ordinary time. Because, you know, the secular world, they'll look at Christ our Lord, and they'll admire him for his wisdom and for his teaching, you know, very much the same way that they would admire Aristotle or Gandhi. We're called to so much more. We're called to know him, to love him, and to serve him with all of our hearts, to be with him, to abandon ourselves to him, and to trust him in everything, including our own weakness. And I tell you one thing here this morning, no matter what that might be, it will never be ordinary. Amen.